This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Domestic Trade, Cooperatives and Consumerism Minister Dato' Hamzah Zainuddin declared earlier this year that fuel prices will be announced weekly starting this March. The new system utilizes price ceilings on fuel instead of fixed monthly prices as was done previously. Initially, petrol dealers and some consumers were worried about the consequences of such a change and began speculating the reasons behind the sudden announcement. 2 weeks after the system officially went into effect, many questions still linger regarding the implementation of the system and the impact it might have on consumers and the domestic economy. But despite the uncertainty, Deputy President of Petrol Dealers Association Malaysia Nur Mansor Abdul Ghaffar tells BFM that the measure is good for consumers.
I think the changes is moving towards the right direction. What happened now is we got the fuel price at the pump to be as accurate as possible or as close as possible towards the global fuel pricing. So you get as close as you can get towards what's current in the market because the fuel price is now reacting whatever the changes on the fuel price globally that affect to us directly here compared to previously.
One confusion following the announcement revolved around whether petrol station operators could offer price discounts after some reports pointed out that the ministry had temporarily prohibited the practice. Minister Dato' Hamzah had said that station operators must obtain prior approval every week before offering any promotions.
I think to date, all the stakeholders in this matter are focused in ensuring the move in the price changes smoother without any hiccups first. At this point in time, there is no price discount on the table yet. But if any in the future, we have to get the approval from the government anyway, as directed by the authorities. You need to have the mechanism on how this thing to be done, and that is not being explained to us yet at this point in time.
The method for calculating the fuel prices was another point of inquiry, as there was confusion about how the new formula for determining the weekly fuel price ceiling will be different from before. Mansor explains how the new price ceiling will be calculated and what variables it includes.
Previously, the price was calculated on the monthly average of the means of Platts Singapore, but now it's calculated via the weekly average. The government have a formula system that called automatic price mechanism that has few of fixed variables, some fixed and some variable component into it. The variable component into it is basically the price of the fuel in the global market, and the government is using the means of Platts in Singapore, which is the price, it's like a standard price for the price of the fuel at any instance. They call it a MOPS price. Whatever the MOP price for the weekly is being used to be applied to our automatic price mechanism, and then that will determine the actual price for the week. Foreign exchange is one of the variables in the calculation because the price of the fuel is, I think, the MOPS price is in Australian dollars. MOPS is part of the component of the APM calculation, and then in the APM, it has the cost of refining, the operation cost, the margin for the dealers and the margin for the oil company and things like that. That's part of the component in the automatic price mechanism.
Dealing with possible price changes 4 times a month will also require more planning by the petrol dealers who may buy in bulk. Mansor says they will have to adapt their operations to predict the costs.
For the past 2 weeks, the changes is actually not much of a concern. The changes is basically making the price review that previously was done on a monthly basis now to a weekly basis. So our fuel pricing system just needs to be updated or adjusted. We just have to make sure that we have to monitor these changes to be done every week instead of every month. So 4 times more job. We have to be smart in the prediction of the price and the stock control and also our cash flow. We have to play all those parts together to make us as part in doing the business so we can be much more smarter businessmen.
When Dato' Hamzah announced the weekly fuel price ceiling, some wondered about the reasons behind the decision to push for such a change at this time. Ali Salman, Director of Research for the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, tells BFM this can be seen as a pro-consumer move.
Historically, the consumers have enjoyed subsidies and price support mechanism, which were lifted a few years back, especially in the wake of the reduction in the oil prices worldwide. But then there was also this concern that, okay, if the prices are expected to rise in the near future, it may hurt the consumer's interest once again. And then, according to some observer, this move can also be read in the context of the upcoming elections. Government wants it to be seen as pro-consumer, pro-voter, and therefore in anticipation of both an increase in the price, but also in anticipation of the election, maybe the government wanted to give this impression by capping the price. So that might have to do with the Y factor.
Ali says with the recent fluctuations in global oil prices, the need for consumers to be aware of their fuel consumption is especially important.
Prices do change, and we are very familiar with how prices are changing. But I think the fact that the government has already done away with the subsidies, it, in a way, government has prepared the household consumers, petrol consumers, to be adopt and to get ready for market volatilities. For many years, now we have enjoyed, as consumers, low oil prices, and I think this trend is likely to continue in the next couple of years. But then again, this must be part of consumers' education that the prices can change. And as long as consumers and public can see that it's not a one-way traffic, that prices are not always rising or not always climbing, I think they can adjust their patterns according to this volatility. However, when the government introduces artificial price mechanisms over the long term, what happens then? Consumers are not ready for price volatility.
Some other countries adopt fuel pricing systems that change according to global oil prices. Ali says some neighboring countries that use similar systems can serve as models for Malaysia.
You can have several examples where the price is not really fixed and the price is changing. If you look at nearby countries and region countries like Thailand, where fuel prices were deregulated as back as in 1991, but then the government introduced also taxes and subsidy at a different point of time. Philippines, fuel prices have been determined by the market since 1998, where the oil companies and retailers usually adjusting prices on a weekly basis. And in fact, what has happened in case of Philippines that during the time of high prices, the government actually engages with media and public to explain the rationale behind or reason behind the increases. So the consumers are prepared to actually face the sudden increases in their price. You will see several examples where this is already happening, and I think the consumers in Malaysia should be getting ready for being part of the global market forces.
One of the main concerns with this new system is that smaller petrol dealers will lose out to bigger companies. Rural residents may also suffer from higher fuel prices due to less competition. Ali says he thinks these concerns can be eliminated by maintaining equal competition.
There is a risk of some producers being worse off as a result of introduction of this price ceiling. And that's why perhaps the government introduced this, government later changes. We may allow discounts, but that's the whole idea of the free market, that in the market you have a fair chances of competition. Even low volume petrol dealers can stay in the market by maybe innovating the product mix. And that always happens when you have a free market. Of course, not everyone is able to survive. You cannot make everyone happy on the free market. My view is that government does not have to introduce a price ceiling, government doesn't have to fix the price, and government does not have to introduce a price floor. However, I think that consumers may benefit actually from a minimum intervention on part of the government. Government has to make sure that there is sufficient competition in the market, and the producers and oil market companies and petrol pumps should be allowed to offer price discounts instead of government saying that this is a fixed price or this is a price ceiling.
This is a report by Tan Zai Yun.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.